Hi, my name is Roshni Gandhi, and I started a blog called Real Life Minimalism, and it's about simple habits and systems for real life and business. I cover everything from simple living to budgeting to business planning. I was inspired to start the blog when I first noticed drastic improvements in my life through changing my thought process and cutting out habits that didn't matter. I had less junk, less stress, more opportunity, and more money, and that translated into my business as well. On the personal side, I know that people were struggling with decluttering, getting organized, and having a maintenance system, so I wanted to create a blog to help. And also, once they clean up their life, they don't want it to go back to the way that it was. And the blog was there to help them with that too. From a business standpoint, as an attorney, I know that the majority of lawsuits could be resolved if people had better systems in their business and were more organized in their business planning. So I wanted to also create bite-sized chunks of information to help people learn the basics and keep their businesses organized and stress-free. That way they could get the help of professionals if and when they needed it. I'm grateful for the time that I took to learn technology and use the blogging tools and understand WordPress and other things that we have available today. I'm glad that I took a responsible approach to blogging and made a plan. I've created good habits so that I could be consistent. And also, I listen to Darren's podcast regularly and read up so that I can stay up to date and be focused on improving and creating better content and helping people and learning more in the process. Now, I've definitely made mistakes along the way quite a bit. And most of this happened before I came across ProBlogger. I had an idea for an entirely different program, but no vision for a blog and no vision for creating content that goes with the program. Instead, I listened to people who told me to create a webinar and a funnel and just forego blogging altogether. And also, they were also encouraging me to do live events and buy software and things that I didn't need, or at least didn't need yet. So there was no logical progression. I definitely regret not starting with the fundamentals. A blog is your foundation. So once I scrapped that plan altogether, I started my blog and things are much better now. Now, through blogging, I've met a lot of really awesome people and made friends and connections. And today, people approach me for collaborations beyond my blog, and that helps me and also helps my business. As a pleasant side effect, blogging has also made me much more disciplined and focused in my work habits than ever before. And I feel like I'm able to share from experience, be creative, and it's really a lot of fun, too. So blogging has a lot of dimensions. You might start out with one idea, and then you might end up with something completely different. My number one tip for new bloggers is to know, plan, and evolve. And what that means is to have a bird's eye view of what you want to create, and then be flexible and be open to change and listen to your audience as it gets to be something totally different. It could be something that you never expected. So avoid getting distracted and just create your vision and you'll be fine.